Hello and good time to all dear merchants. I hope you're doing well. Many of our business friends who are in contact with us have an important question. They say, how do we navigate the process when we want to place an order or work on a product? Usually, when these friends want to work on a product, the first thing they do is asking us for the price of that product, and they say, we want to work on this product, so we need to have its price. This is almost the wrong way to initiate. Why am I saying this? Because when you want to work on a product, make sure that the lowest and the best price of that product in a specified quality is the price we offer to you. So you have no restrictions in terms of price. In fact, price is the last thing you should check with us. Why it is the last thing? Well, assume you give us a request for a product like carpet, ceramics, or spaghetti. We give you a PI, performer invoice, and this PI is valid for a maximum of 2 days, 3 days, or a week. That's it, right? You take this price from us and compare it with the prices in your country. Then, when you want to compare, you add the shipping cost from your country to our country, or vice versa. You calculate the custom tariffs and duties, and then you see if you need to pay additional costs or not. Do you need to pay the shipping costs? Do you need to pay the customs duty? Do you need to pay the costs at the airport or at the custom where it arrives? You start calculating its various costs and expenses until your calculations are complete. And then you have to ask for a price again. Because you have taken the price two or three or four times, naturally, even though we have emphasized and always worked patiently with our merchant and dear friends and our area representatives, we become a little disheartened or lose our motivation because we think it might be like before, and maybe we cannot declare and give you the price very accurately. What is the best method? You need to start from the end from your own perspective. It means you first need to calculate all the costs. For example, go and check how much the shipping cost from our country to your country is. That is, from the origin, which is the place of production, to the destination where the cargo is supposed to go. How much is it? If it has a custom tariff, what is the tariff and duties? Go and calculate all those costs first, right? Then tell us the price of the product in your country. How much is the price of that product in retail? How much is it offered wholesale in your city? How much do importers sell that product? Tell us these prices as well. Now you can easily come to us. What does it mean? It means that you come to us and tell us that you want a carpet and the quality you want is this. You tell us the shipping cost. For example, you say that you're going to sell that product to wholesalers with that price, or you're going to sell it to importers. You say the price to us. Now we know what product we have to introduce to you and what type of packaging and grade we should come up with. This way, we can easily fulfill the demands of our dear representatives and agents, and both sides will benefit. And now, we can move forward with such business and trade. So, to place an order or to come up with a request for a product, please do not go straight to the price first. Maybe in one product, we can provide you a very high range of prices. You see, in a similar product that seems identical. For example, we can supply from 3 cents, 4 cents, to even 8 cents or sometimes 10 cents. When the price goes from 4 cents to 8 cents, it has a 100% increase, and such a percentage increase in business is a very high figure. We can provide, for example, detergents for you from 1 2/10 dollars to 1 7/10 dollars. Maybe here there is close to a 40% difference in price. So first let all your information be complete, be accurate, and all the expenses and costs and everything, and then ask us for a price. This way we can guide you much more easily. Just pay attention to one thing here. Maybe some business friends say, well, we say the wrong price, we get a price much lower than reality. First of all, we have many representatives all over the world, and we can easily get the price quotes. The second point is, suppose you tell us a wrong price. When your price is wrong, we naturally cannot supply it. And the deal does not happen. Trade does not come to pass. For a stable relationship and a long-term relationship, being honest with each other and dealing and doing business very smoothly and straightforwardly is the most important condition we need to consider. Thank you very much and good luck.